In the last year, commuters of all kinds came to terms with their own frustrating realities. Getting somewhere, anywhere, is harder than it used to be. Here in the Bay Area, drivers faced higher gas prices and bridge tolls. AC Transit riders dealt with fewer bus lines and increased fares. San Francisco Muni riders faced changing routes as well. All in all, 2011 meant more cost and oftentimes more waiting for drivers and riders. And it might not get better this year. KALW's transportation reporter Julie Kane brings us an overview of how cuts to federal, state, and local budgets will determine how we do, or how we don't, get where we want to go in 2012. Julie, what's changed for people who ride public transit here in the Bay Area?
Well, I think the biggest change people are going to notice is this cut to the commuter benefit. And it's a stimulus-funded public transportation benefit that just expired. Basically, it's a program that gives workers money for transportation costs, and that includes parking and public transportation.
And businesses would pay back workers for this, but they were subsidized by the federal government?
That's right.
And that's what expired.
Exactly. And last year, the government paid equally for parking and public transportation. They paid $230 a year for each one of those. This year, parking went up, but public transit went down to $125. So that's cut almost by half.
How is that going to impact workers here in the Bay Area?
Well, I asked a commuter on BART, Julio Alfaro, how that was going to affect him.
Let's hear now from Julio Alfaro.
It would hurt a lot. Cutting the subsidy in half with the fact that they're raising the rates as well just, you know, takes more money out of your pocket. And where does that money come from? You take it from your entertainment portion or your food portion or your housing portion. It's got to come from somewhere.
That's BART rider Julio Alfaro talking about how cuts to the commuter benefit will affect his budget. Julie, he's talking about how to make up the extra money. Tell me about how that's a problem for other people.
Well, Alfaro's right that the money does have to come from somewhere. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that most people already spend more on transportation costs than on anything else except for housing.
And the federal government made a decision here to increase subsidies for parking and decrease them for transit. What are the implications of that?
Well, when you subsidize parking, it means more people drive and public transit use goes down. Right now in the Bay Area, those numbers are pretty even. About a third of commuters get to work by car and another third get to work on public transportation. But if you change this commuter benefit, it might really affect the balance. I mean, if you think about it, if you get more money from your employer to park and less money to take the bus, you might be tempted to drive more. And that could mean more congestion on the roads and more emissions in the air. The commuter I spoke to, Julio Alfaro, he had something to say about that, too.
If they're trying to get people to commute more on public transportation and, you know, less pollution and everything, it's ridiculous that they would encourage people by upping the parking and lowering the public transportation subsidies. It makes no sense. But we are talking about the federal government, and they don't always make a whole lot of sense.
That, again, is commuter Julio Alfaro. We're speaking with KALW's transportation reporter, Julie Kane. Now, Julie, you mentioned BART, but I'd imagine this is going to affect other local transit systems as well.
Absolutely, especially agencies like Muni and AC Transit. Muni is looking at an almost $80 million budget gap in the next 2 years. And in general, San Francisco has been trying hard to get people to take transit, so this could make it more difficult.
And it's a national issue. But the state has been hurting, too. What about state cuts?
Right. Well, last month, Governor Jerry Brown announced a new round of state budget cuts called trigger cuts because they were triggered by a lack of revenue. And those are also now in effect. And the biggie for transportation was that school bus funding was completely gutted, close to $250 million in cuts across the state.
To school buses.
Right. So that means, you know, school advocates say that's going to affect close to a million low-income and special needs students statewide. They're going to have a much harder time getting to school. And in the Bay Area, Oakland Unified School District is losing $5 million in state transportation funding, and they're going to have to dip into their reserve fund to keep from cutting services. San Francisco's already been hit really hard by state budget cuts, and they're losing about a quarter of their school bus service.
So a quarter of the students who are currently using school buses are going to have more trouble getting to school. How is that going to work?
Well, federal law says school districts have to provide transportation for some special needs students. So many districts like San Francisco have to dip into their reserves to keep that going.
By federal mandate.
That's right. But for general ed students, they just are going to have to get to school however they can. Muni, getting a ride, however they can. Governor Brown said those choices are really hard, but really necessary.
You can't provide money you don't have. And that's really the point here. You either cut or you tax. There's no third way. There's no alternative. And as the governor of California, I'm sensitive to what these cutbacks do to real people. But I'm also aware that over time, California does have to balance its budget. We have to exercise fiscal discipline.
That is California Governor Jerry Brown. We've been speaking with KALW's transportation reporter, Julie Kane. Julie, before we let you go back into the transit world, give us an update on the other big story in California. That is high-speed rail.
Yes, that's the other big news. A peer review panel appointed by the state just issued a very critical report, basically recommending that the legislature not borrow the money it needs to start building this year. They said that the biggest problem with the plan is that the rail authority hasn't been able to secure any additional money for the project, aside from what's been already approved.
How much has already been approved, and how much is this project going to cost at this point?
Well, there's a $9 billion voter-approved bond, and there's $3.3 billion in federal grants. The project is supposed to cost $100 billion.
So they're only about a tenth of the way there, even as it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. And given that there's no other money secured, this panel said that the plan to build the train is not financially feasible. Needless to say, the rail authority disagrees.
So with that latest report released this week, what's going to happen now?
Well, Republican state legislators are considering pushing legislation to block spending the bond. And Governor Brown says he still supports the project. So we'll see what happens with that Republican bill. The legislature just reconvened today.
All right. Julie Kane is KALW's transportation reporter. You can find links to her work and to all of our transportation reporting at KALW.org and on TransportationNation.org. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.